Okay, Chevra. Actually, Rabbi Bronstein told me that when Rabbi Sobolowski was teaching Yerideya here, 1 year, he used to begin shir every day by saying hello to all of his Talmidim in Lakewood, because they were all listening to his shirim online. It's weird. This week I went to my high school's dinner, Yeshiva Farakwe's dinner / reunion. I was surprised how many of my friends who are now in Lakewood say that they listen to YU Torah, which was actually Baruch Hashem. It's a good thing. Okay, I want to make a few ha'aros regarding Tzadi Beis Ifches and the din of Zeya, and hopefully this will help us understand some of the halacha l'maisa in terms of ovens. The Ramah writes that if there is cholav in the machfas, you need shishim keneged the cholav in the machfas. Meaning that, let's say there's 2 ounces of milk in the frying pan at the bottom, you need shishim keneged the 2 ounces, you'd need a total of, let's say, 120 ounces, right? 121 ounces, whatever it is. It's a little bit schwer, because we saw earlier in our life in the Igris Moshe, it's in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Aleph, the Rav Moshe has yesod that by a Dover Lach, there is no real din of tam. Dover Lach, we can always be Mesha'er, how much was lost by just calculating how much there was at the beginning and subtracting how much remains. If that's the case, so how come I need shishim keneged all the cholav in the machvas? L'cha'ira, it's not necessary. Because you should just need shishim keneged the amount of milk that was lost, right, in the machvas. If I started with 2 ounces and now I have 1.9 ounces, I should only need shishim keneged 0.1 ounce rather than shishim keneged all 2 ounces. That is a kasha that they ask on this Ramah. Yeah.
Where does Rav Moshe say this? Who asked the kasha?
The Badei HaShulchan asks the kasha. Our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, asks the kasha. Badei HaShulchan, page 205, 206. The Megillah Sefer over here asks the kasha. The Rav Moshe is in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Aleph, which is right after Chelek Aleph Siman Mem, which is what we'll be talking about in a few minutes. But that's the kasha that they ask. The Meshav Dover also has this yesod. It is a difficult yesod. It is a difficult kasha, Mark. Ike?
My hand wasn't up, but... My hand wasn't up.
Oh.
Maybe you could say that... maybe not scientifically, but when something evaporates... it's hard to tell what left and what stayed.
Right, but let's say I know I started off with 2 ounces, and now I have only 1.9 that remains. So again, you're right. So you're saying that maybe you don't know how much you had to begin with. Maybe afilu hachi, it's still a good kasha. So there are 2 ways of going about this. Either we could say that the Rav Moshe is shver. And in fact, when we learned this Igris Moshe originally in the context of Teva HaChilev LaHakvi, and the context of that Ravid, about when we're Meshayer Kenegakula by Klicheres, we pointed out that the Hore Moshe Meshver, Rav Moshe was building this Yesod from a whole bunch of Shitos that are Dechuyos, and now we see that the Yesod of Rav Moshe is also against the Ramah. To defend it, Reb Feivel Cohen on page Resh Hei Resh Vav in the Badei HaShulchan has the following yesod. He says, well, maybe you have to be worried that the Zeya from the Cholav goes up, it hits the Kedera, and it draws down into the Kedera, right? It draws down from the Kedera the Tam that was in the Kedera. Meaning that those drops of cholav that go up hits the kedera on top, and it is maflit the tam from the top, and it all came back down into the machvas at the bottom. So even though I only have 1.9 ounces in the bottom now, I have to be choshish that 1.9 ounces really contains far more tam than just 1.9 because it dragged down the time of the busser that was on top, and they have an awful lot of busser b'cholov. So it looks like 1.9, but it's like very strongly concentrated 1.9 ounces, and therefore I need shishim keneged the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay, but then we still said shishim keneged like what was in the machava, not the.
So I need shishim keneged the amount that was in the machvas, because if I had shishim keneged the amount that's in the machvas, so the machvas can't possibly bring down
more than what's in itself.
More, right. That's the basic cheshbon that the Bible has. But he says that this is only mistaber if you take the tzir the way the Tshuvas Habach has it. The Tshuvas Habach has the yisod, if you remember, that we're talking about that all of the steam in the kedera goes up to the pot. In other words, that there's zero airspace for the steam to dissipate. That's what it says in the Tshuvas Habach. There's no airspace for it to dissipate. Were there to be airspace for it to dissipate, so then I can't assume that all the stuff in the upper pot came back down in the bottom. That's what he assumes. Again, it's interesting. I don't know. It would seem, I think, that's much more reasonable that this mahalach of the Igros Moshe is nidches. Next kasha. The Prima Godim here in the Mishpatzos in Oschav Tes. How come I only need shishim keneged the amount of cholav in the machvas? V'cha'oivah, there's also the balua in the machvas, and I should need shishim keneged the balua as well. That's the Prima Godim's kasha. So the Prima Godim answers this kasha, and he says that the balua in the machvas is going to end up being a nat bar nat de hetera. I have tam in the machvas. The tam from the machvas goes into the steam, from the steam into the pot on top. That's called a nat bar nat de hetera, and therefore it's all going to be mutter. And even though the balua in the machvas ends up getting into the cholov, which is in the machvas, but nonetheless, the amount that is balua doesn't increase the volume of cholov in the machvas, because klapei the balua, it is all considered a nat bar nat. That's what the Prima Godim says. Our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. By the way, someone from my shir on Shabbos in my shul sent me a whole email about the earliest sources of this expression of spitting wood and nickels. It's like a very important yisod, but the expression goes back at least 50 years. So, okay, whatever. So, the Megillah Sefer raises the following objection. He says, not bar nat usually is the pshat that the tam becomes weaker. Right? The yisod of not bar nat is, I have tam, let's say, a kaira, I have a fleshek plate. So the tam, when it comes out of the kaira and it goes into some neutral item, it goes into the fish, the tam basar is huklash when it enters the fish, no? That's the usual din of nakarnat. It's weakened tam. However, in this case, I have tam cholov in the machvas. The tam cholov comes down and goes into other cholov. L'cha'ay refrek the Megillah Sefer, to argue that this is called nakarnat is difficult, because nakarnat means it's a weaker tam. Now I have cholov that goes into real cholov. If anything, now the tam is stronger tam. And therefore, he does not like the yesod of the Prima Godim. Okay? So again, so the Prima Godim tainus, that really you should have to cheshbin out the balua in the machvas as well. However, since it's not barnat of heter, we don't cheshbin it out. What should emerge, by the way, according to the Prima Godim, is that let's say I'm cooking cholov in a treif pot, so then it'll be not barnat of iser. So now I have to be Mesha'er more than Keneged the Cholav that was in the Kedera. I'd have to also be Mesha'er Keneged the Balua that was inside it beforehand. Because the whole Kul of the Prima Godim is based on Napanata Hetera. But Lu Yitzuya, if it would be Shel Isser, I would not have that Kula. Ad Kan Divrei HaPrima Godim. Chavis Das in Oschof Vav, however, has a different Mahalach. The Chavis Das basically says that Nat Bar Nat, excuse me, the Chavistas basically says that the Balua in the Machvas goes out and becomes part of the Cholov. So therefore, if I'm Mevato the Cholov, I'm also Mevato the Balua that's inside it. You can't increase the volume of something because you have more Balua in it, the Chavistas says. So I have Cholov. And now the Cholov has Balua in that Cholov also. But if I'm Mevato the Cholov Be'en, I could also be Mevatel, the Balua inside it. You don't increase the volume, Ayudin the Pleiades. That's the Yisod that the Chavistas develops in Os Chavav. Kevan the Nispato, Kol HaKezayis, Gam HaTam Shebetocho Nispatel. If you're Mevatel the Be'en, you're also Mevatel the Tam inside it. That really means, according to the Chavistas, there is no such thing as drawing out the Pleiades in a way that you will increase the amount that needs to be mispatel. That's what the Chavistas says. Again, it seems somewhat reasonable. It's a nice yisod. In the Chuvin Igris Moshe, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Mem, Rav Moshe Feinstein is writing to a Rabbi Schloss, I think, and he's discussing the ovens that we have in our country. And Reb Moshe says that, you know what, you gave me three potential kulas on the ovens, and I won a machavet with all of these three kulas. The first kula that you gave is that who says the zeyah when it reaches the top of the oven is yatzei ledes. So Reb Moshe says the zeyah doesn't have to be yatzei ledes, because if you read the Trumas Hadashen, and it's quoted over here in the Reb Kiva Eger, if the pot on top is yatzei ledes, even the zeyah itself is not yatzei ledes, is going to create a problem. Then Rav Moshe further says, maybe you could be Mako, or this guy, the Shoyal, wanted to be Mako because there's like an escape hatch, right? There's a vent. We spoke about this yesterday. The Chuvas Habach with the vent. So Rav Moshe says, that's not a vent. It's like a very funny line in Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, you want to be Mako maybe because who says the Be'en is going to come down? So Moshe says, I'm not worried that the Be'en's going to come down. What I'm really worried is the Zeya goes up to the top of the oven, and the Zeya draws out the Bliyas from the top of the oven, and those Bliyas land in the food. Those Bliyas end up coming back down. Now, what Moshe, I think, is saying is exactly the opposite of this Chavistas, no? The Chavistas is basically telling me that Bliyas can't be drawn out of something to increase the amount of volume that has to be mispatel. But Moshe is saying no, the entire problem with an oven is that the bliyas in the top of the oven will be drawn out, ayadei the zeya, and then you have to mevato all those bliyas. Right? And yet, which is more than the amount that was up there, or more than the amount that was in the machas to begin with. It's mamish the opposite of the Chavistas. Okay. So again, let's just chazer. Reb Moshe basically is convinced that all the three kulas that were presented on the oven, namely that the steam is not yatzei ledes, namely that there is a vent, and namely that the amount of iser that, or the amount of the machas that went up is going to come down, be bottle. Anyway, Reb Moshe says, no, who says it's going to be bottle? Because you also have to contend with the full amount of bliyas in the top of the oven that will come back down with the zeya. So it's mamish against the chavistas. That's the yisod. Now, according to Rav Moshe, therefore the ovens are really a problem, no? Because Rav Moshe is really worried that the zeya is going to go up and it will draw out all of the bliyas from beforehand, and it will mamish create a very, very big problem, and therefore l'cha'ira, you'd have to wait until 24 hours have elapsed between using the oven for milchix and using the oven for fleishix, because kol zman that those bliyas are strong flavor before they become nice and tan lefgam, you really have to worry about it ad kan divrei ha'igris Moshe. No? That's what emerges from emotion. L'cha'ira, according to the Chavistas, I don't have to contend with those bliyas at all.
It's only this liquid.
It, again, if I'm cooking liquid in the oven, right? And as Ramosha said, Ramosha happens to assume in that same tshuva that a salad could potentially have zeya, but I'm not choshish that a salad has zeya. Okay. Now, let's talk about the next case. Let's say I have hot zeya that goes and it hits a cold pot on top, no? Does it create a problem? So the answer is yes, it does, no? The hot zeya that hits a cold pot creates a problem. That's what it says in the Rambam here. The zeya is kam, right? That the kariv kokasha yad saladis bezeya b'makam shenageya b'kadera, that's when it creates a problem. How much of a problem does it create? So we pointed out that the shach in Sifkatin Lamed Beis assumes it creates such a problem that the tav shela inside the kadera will become treif also. Right? So if I have my Megillah Sefer is being mezia and it goes up and hits the Badei HaShulchan, the Badei HaShulchan is full of meat. All the meat inside that Badei HaShulchan is going to become treif, according to the Shach. The Yad Yehuda, however, in Sifkatan Ayin Beis, in the Kotzer primarily, and in Sifkatan Nunvav in the Aruch, he points this out. The Yad Yehuda says that no, only the Guf HaKedera will become a problem. The Tav Shor Shabbatocho won't become a problem. When we learned yesterday, I said this a little bit quickly, but I want to say it again because I like it. This seems to be Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber writes that the Machva Shor Cholov under the Kirish of Basar Zeya Oila. The nivla be kedera va osra sach. The osra sach means it makes the kedera usr. The pat becomes an usr. But the Ramah begins to talk about when you have shishim in the tavshel. Right? Obviously, the Ramah is assuming, like the shach, that the zeya can even impact on the tavshel. But according to the mechaber l'cha'ura, the zeya can't impact on the tavshel. Now, this issue probably has something to do with the ordinary din of Tita'a Gvar, right? That we pass in a Tita'a Gvar. So, over here, is it Tita'a? L'cha'era, this is a strange situation. The Kedera on top is stationary. The Zeya is moving. We had one Mahalach that said that the item that's stationary is always considered the Tita'a. If the item that's stationary is the tata'a, so memela we would say that what? We would say, since the stationary item is the tata'a, so the zeya that's coming from the bottom is ila'a, and therefore it would only ask for kadei klipa, and that klipa would be used up in the guf hakadeira. Alternatively, we could say that the only time I say that the stationary is tata'a, that's talking about when you have two items which are next to each other. But if you have a bona fide tata'a, so the bona fide tata'a is always considered a tata'a. Right? Over here, the zeya is coming from the bottom. It's a bona fide tata'a. So if it's a bona fide tata'a, it should aser bekulai because tata'a gevar. You have ha zeya, and the aser bekulai would even aser the tavshil inside it. So this is the way I would set up the sugya. I think it's somewhat reasonable. However, this morning, Rabbi Ike comes over to me and tells me a diyuk that Rabbi Willick has. Rabbi Willick has this diyuk. If you read the Trumas Hadeshin inside, and actually the Beis Yosef quotes the Lashon in the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says that if you had a situation where it's Yad Zayledes B'Kedera Shal Basar Machmas Hazeya. No? The Trumas Hadeshin's Nusach is that the Zayah, right, goes from the Megillah Sefer and it hits the Badei HaShulchan, and there is such hot Zayah and so much Zayah that the Zayah makes the Badei HaShulchan Reisachas. The way the Kshumas HaDeshen really says it is that it makes the pot on the top Roseach. However, if you're Medayik in the Ramah, so the Ramah is saying that the Zayah is boiling, not that the Zayah makes the pot boiling. And L'cha'ora Rav HaMerchak Bein Zalazet, no? You could imagine that the Zayah is, especially Yad Zayah, let's say, is 113, no? To make the pot agabav Yad Soledes, there would have to be an awful lot of Zeya at a very high temperature. No? But, and Rabbi Willig apparently Rabbi Wiederblank was mefalpa in this a little bit. Rabbi Willig said that, oh, since the original source over here in the Trumas Hadeshin says that the Kedera has to become Yad Soledes, so therefore you could be make on most cases a Zeya, because even though the Zeya is Yad Soledes, it's not enough to make the Kederi Yad Soledes. So, Rabbi Eich tells this to me this morning, and I think about it. Then I pull out the Yad Yehuda again, I read the Yad Yehuda. So first of all, the Yad Yehuda was nachas to this deal. The Yad Yehuda pointed out that there's a difference between the way the Ramah quotes it and the Mappa. By the way, it's not just the Ramah and the Mappa. The Ramah and the Teres Chatos. And then the Kohen Nun Vav says exactly the same thing. And the Ramah is different than what the Trumas HaDeshen himself says. So says the Yad Yehuda, maybe what the Ramah means is that Mistoma, if the Zeya is Yad Soledes when it hits the Kedera Agabov, so Mistoma, it's going to be hot enough to make the Kedera Agabov also Yad Soledes. Now, that's what the Yad Yehuda says. L'cha'ora Hadachok is very noticeable. The Doichuk over here is bolate. It's very Dachuk, this Svara. Then the Yad Yehuda comes up with a razzle-dazzle mahalach, though, which fits into his shita. If you remember, we noted that the Yad Yehuda disagreed with that shach in Sifkatin Lamed Beis. The shach said that the food becomes usher. Right? If you have the tachton is cham, the oyin is kar, the shach writes that the food inside the keder becomes usher. The Yad Yehuda says the food in the keder does not become usher. However, says the Yad Yehuda, I'm masking to the shach in a case that the zeya is so hot that it makes the pat al gab of Yad Soledes, then the whole thing is going to be usher. L'cha'ora, what he means is azoy, that when I have so much steam, that the steam heats up the pat al gab of, so the pat al gab of becomes mamish a kli rishon. Mali, if the pat is on the fire, mali, if the pat is heated by steam, that pat al gab of becomes a kli rishon. And if it's a kli rishon, it will aser, the whole contents of it will become aser. So the Yad Yehuda is saying that maybe the Ramah over here says that the Ramah over here is saying that only the Zeya is Yad Soledes, because if only the Zeya is Yad Soledes, then it will aser the pat, read the Cheftza Shel Pat Agabov. But if I want to answer the Tochen Shebekedera, then it has to be that the Zeya is so hot that it makes the Kedera Agabov into Roseach Mamash. Now, it's brilliant. What he says is brilliant. However, Nirlofini is Daiti Shezem Be'od Lo B'mashma from the Divrei HaRamah. Because the Ramah is the one who gives me the Shtiko Torah. Now I'm talking about the Tavshil, not just the Kedera. And even so, the Ramah is saying, right, not only the Zayas Yad Seila. This, unless you understand what the Yad Yehuda said, that Mistoma, the Zayah is Yad Seila, it's going to make the Kedera a gab of Yad Seila. This, but as we pointed out, that itself is very Dacha. Was this a comment that you had, or?
Yeah, a comment.
Oh, okay.
What's the din if the Zayah is contributing to the pot being Roseach on top, but it's being Roseach in addition because of that it's in a hot oven, meaning it's being Roseach?
Okay. So I saw in the Badei HaShulchan that if the pot al gabov is being heated mamish by an eish, so then for sure all the contents in the pot will be also. Okay? So you want to say, let's say there's a combination effect. If I have that the pot was hot anyway, and the Zaya makes it hotter, I don't know.
Saying is it?
Not sure.
No. That's going to be most cases, probably.
Could be. Again, but like we have so many snifim over here, lahachmir, in this case. No, the fact that the Zaya itself is yatzei like this, one could argue that's considered the tetacha, and we'll ask for everything. Right? We have a few different ways, pardon, of skinning this cat. So I don't know. Right? I think the practice is of the Zaya is Yatzalad, you have to assume that even the Tulchan Shabakadeva is going to be Usar for one of two reasons. Right? Or, yeah.
Even with the Rosh Safek, the so
hot. So the Safek in the Rosh, that if it's so hot, it is not going to accept any Zaya. So that, they point out, comes from the Mishnah in Machshirin also, where Mishnah speaks about Cham Ratocham. I'm surprised that anyone is mitzdarish this suffix in the Rush. I'm surprised. I'll tell you why. Because none of the classical posts can quote that into the Rush. No?
The Aruch HaShulchan.
What?
I think the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it.
The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it. Nachon. So the last two Aruch HaShulchans over here, the Aruch HaShulchan says stuff she'ani mamash lo hevanti. Right? Mamash. The Aruch HaShulchan says that maybe there's only a din of Zaya in an enclosed area, like the Merchatz. Right. The Merchatz ain't enclosed. It's a Merchatz. No? It's not enclosed. I don't understand that. Then the Aruch HaShulchan says, and also if it's hot on top, it's not Mekabel Zaya. No one really accepted that. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't really have poskim, but like, to assume they can use the same oven, one right after the other, based on the Aruch HaShulchan's cheshbin, it seems to me that it's very difficult. To say that there is open space and therefore it dissipates, like Reb Five Kol pointed out, it's against our Ramah, it's against the Trumas Hadeshin, the whole thing is difficult. Some of the Svarim, the English stuff, I think there's also a blog post on Her Hurim from a few years ago by Rabbi Michael Broy, and in that article by Rabbi Jachter, he says that Rav Shechter and the Aruch HaShulchan is like one and the same. Nirlofi in the Yisdaiti, that lo hayu devarim me'olam. That Rav Shechter is saying a completely different distinction than the Aruch HaShulchan, no? Shechter is not talking about like this Bach Svarah that it dissipates. He's not talking that because it's hot, it's not Mekabel Zeya. Rav Shechter, like we spoke about yesterday, is saying that only Hevel can go back down as opposed to Zeya. Right? I actually brought the Rav Shechter, it's OU Tshuva K36. You know, OU Tshuva K36, if you want, you could photocopy it, borrow it. So that's what Rav Shechter says. Nerlofi in the Yisdaiti, that they are not quoting the Rav Shechter accurately.
Is that public? Can I access that?
I think the OU has the stuff on their website now. Yeah, these things used to be top secret, but now I think the OU started publishing tshuvas. There's two volumes of Shut OU. This one's Tshuva K36. Yeah.
So for all the people who say that you just wait a day since like no Sukkot of God for like the Blios and Buzzer of Halakis, since it is possible to kasher an oven, like why aren't we like applying a zera of like Yomo Yomo to Yomo there?
So how come, in other words, if the Prima Gunim at the end of Peites says that we don't kasher our Mochik to Fleshik, so how can we kasher ovens between Mochik and Fleshik, right? That's your kasha?
That's also a good question.
So It seems that because there are so many svaras that maybe the oven never became treif, will be makel to kasher it.
Yeah, so it's like.
I mean, in other words, we're kind of hedging our bets over here. Like, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's mahalach that you should either kasher the oven and wait 24 hours between them. I again, it's all hetera bola.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
It's true, but like even yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch it's hetera bola, so there's like the.
Now it seems to me. Like there's a shtickle raya to this yisod of Rav Shechter from the Ramah himself, but I'm referring to the Ramah at the end of Se'if Zayin. If you remember, the end of Se'if Zayin speaks about a tipa hanofelas al kisui hakadera, and in that case, it's ki'ilu fell into the road of itself, providing shehisko hakadera lahartiach, and the kadera began to mamish bubble. So Reb Feivel Cohen in Sif Katan Kuf Nun Tes is medayik. How come the Ramah over there says Hiskel Lahartiach? Why do you have to say that it begins to mamish bubble? Lachaura Zeya starts a lot before the Resichos. It starts a lot before. Mala Avabuos is going to be at 212 at sea level. Now 212 Fahrenheit. If you're up in Denver, it's around 190. But it is. Right, there's going to be Zaya a long time before it's Mala Avabuos. How come the Ramah says only Hischol Hartiach? So it would seem to me that the Pshat over here is like what Rav Shachter said, which is very similar to what the Mishkanes Yankov was saying in that Shuvan Simin Lamed Vav. In other words, if it's Mamish Hischol Hartiach, they're bubbles, so then I could say that it's going to come back down. That's Ki'ilu like this Hevel. However, if it's just Zaya, so then I'm not going to say that this stuff on top is going to come back down. And then that Tipas Chola that fell on the Kedera, on the Kisui HaKedera, it's not like it landed on the inside because the Zaya doesn't have the Koach to take that Tipa and bring it into the pot. It's only if it's Mala Avabuos, if only if it's what I would call Hevel, that it has the ability to draw it back into the pot.
Which
so,
Ramah is this? Sorry.
What?
This is the Ramah where?
The Ramah, the end of Se'if Zayin, right? When the Tipas Kovas falls on the Kisui HaKedera. Let me just make a few other ha'aros. I mentioned that there are some poskim who are mako, like Rav Shechter, they use the same oven for Milchik and Fleishik, one after the other, providing it cools down in between. Halohema Rav Gifter, in the Yeshurim Journal, I think volume 10. But Rav Gifter comes at it from a different way. Rav Gifter basically comes at it from the Bach / Aruch HaShulchan / Tshuva of Rav Yankov Emden and the Yaivet, who says that whenever there's space for it to dissipate, it's permitted. As we pointed out, that's not mainstream. There's also Tshuva of the Maharsham, Chelak Gimel Siman Reish Ches, where the Maharsham says, interestingly, that when I turn on the oven gets very hot. That's Ki'il, I was machshir the oven already. And once I'm machshir the oven, so then, right, what's going to be the problem? Everything was kosher already. That's already creative. The Maharsham is creative. Let's just talk about another situation. Let's say I have a hot piece of salami on top of the oven, and the cold or the not yad soledes bo milk goes and hits the salami, so the Ramah says it's not going to be a problem. No, that's what the Trumas Hadeshin says, it's not going to be a problem. However, l'cha'ora, you have to wipe off the milkish steam on the salami. No? And not only do you have to wipe it off, but l'cha'ora, it's also to leave the salami there because of the chashash that we had in Siman Sadi Aleph, that since I have to wipe it off, I might forget to wipe it off, and therefore, it's usher to leave the salami there anyway. And none of the poskim say this. My friend, the King Yendaya, makes our friend. He's our friend, not just mine. Right? Our friend, the King Yendaya, makes his ha'ara. So he says, obviously, we're talking about only meat that the derech is to rinse off. If it's not the derech to rinse off the meat, you're not allowed to leave it there lechatchila anyway. I would argue that maybe there's another svara to be makel, which is that you reach a certain point that the zeya of the cholav is not considered zeya of cholav anymore. It's just air molecules. No? At some point, now Rav Moshe actually entertains this in their Tshuva and Siman Nem. There's like one line, And Ramosha says, yeah, but we don't know what the shear is. I don't know what the shear is. I don't know at what point. But one could argue that's mutar chatzchila, right? If I have hot boiling milk down here and a salami all the way up here, one could argue that whatever ends up over here, it's not considered milk anymore. It's so attenuated, it's so weakened that it loses the shame milk. Let's just talk about two other ha'ara, or one other ha'ara very quickly. The end of the Se'if, the Rama says, L'chatchilo yesh li zahir b'kozeh. The Pashtus is, and Reb Chaim Cohen has this in Sifkat and Kuf Pei Gimel, the Pashtus is that yesh li zahir b'kozeh means, do not use the same oven l'chatchilo for milchiks and fleishiks, even if you cover the food. Not only that, Reb Chaim Cohen, Sifkat and Kuf Pei Gimel, don't use the same oven milchiks and fleishiks, even if you cover them both. Why? Because maybe they'll uncover. Okay? Also, yesh yizhar b'chozeh, that maybe I should be machmir, that balua is going to be haylech m'kli l'kli b'loi reitav l'chatchila. And I shouldn't have two pots touching each other, even though they're covered. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in Tshuva's Egros Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Mem, and he's Meva'er Yosef Chelek Gimel Simen Yud, Reb Moshe says, does that mean that you need separate tripods for milchiks and fleishiks? Reb Chaim assumes I need separate tripods. You know the tripod, like the area that holds the pot? Right? I have on my range top, I have four stove. I have four things, right? Reb Chaim says, make sure two milchik, two fleishik. Don't put a fleishik pot on this one, because l'chatchila b'lua z'chilach m'kli l'kli b'loi raitiv. Wow. Right, so Reb Moshe says that's not the pshat in the Ramah. Moshe says the pshat in the Ramah is that we're just worried that maybe stuff fell. But if you're not worried that stuff fell, if it's balua mekli kli balu rotav, there's zero concern at all. Even lechatchila, there's no concern. In the back of the Megillah Sefer, he has two tshuvas halacha lemaisa on Simon Gimel. In the back of the Megillah Sefer, there are two tshuvas that Ravan Parsif. In Simon Gimel, the Megillah Sefer has like four different svaras. Why he thinks it's permitted l'chatchila to use the same tripods for milchik and fleishik. First of all, we saw in Se'if Vav that if a teeny bit falls, can they get an H? It's nisar fade away. Second of all, similar svara to what we had in the Maharsham, that's ke'ilu yur machshir. Third of all the svaras that Ramosha has there in Chelakim Osimim Yud. So therefore, l'chatchila, I think we are mekel to use the same tripods for milchik and fleishik. And l'chatchila, we also don't assume that if the pot is covered, it's going to be a problem. Against what we use the same oven for milking some fleishiks with one then covered. Reb Chaim Cohen would say, and the Minchas Yitzchak has in Tshuva and Chelak Hei Simen Chaf, that you need separate ovens l'chatchila for milking some fleishiks. Ad kan divarinu. It's not accepted. We don't have separate ovens for milking some fleishiks. Let's continue learning Torah, and we should have a minute.